The Vietnam War, it's over. Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and Alan Minskoff has been with me this whole week with just some fabulous listening suggestions. Only one fiction, the rest is nonfiction. So here we are. It's the day after Thanksgiving. How are we ending our week?
We're going to have some fun. Some fun, some thoughtful fun. I mean, we are going to talk today about Where the Deer and the Antelope Play, subtitled The Pastoral Observations of One Ignorant American Who Loves to Walk Outside. And it's by the humorist, the actor, the all-around Renaissance man, Nick Offerman.
Oh, I like Nick Offerman a lot, and he is funny.
And if you liked him before, you will like him more, because he is truly, he's very engaging, he's self-effacing, he's witty, and yet he has some serious things that he brings up in this audiobook. He talks about the environment, he talks a lot about his passion for carpentry, because, you know, that's a separate part of his life.
Absolutely.
And he talks a lot about nuance, you know, because he'll make a point, and unlike a lot of people in our culture, he'll say, but, you know, it's nuance. He is a Midwestern guy to his bones.
I think, and I read a review of this book because I really am a fan of Nick Offerman's, and he also talks about how we've become very disconnected from our food sources.
I think that's a thesis of this audiobook, and he does it quite well.
Yeah, that happens to be a passion of mine too. So that's one of the things that made me like star this when I was reading about it.
Oh, I think it's a very important thing. I talk about it all the time in my classroom, that people look at American food as if everything's from behind cellophane. They have no idea where it comes from.
Yeah.
He's a big fan of gardening and sustainability, too. Let me make one other point about him, though. He's, of course, married to the very talented Megan Mullally, and she sings a really captivating version of Home on the Range at the very end of the audiobook. So wait for that.
Are you serious?
I am absolutely serious. It's haunting.
Oh my God.
I wish they had given us that as the sound sample.
Oh, that would be great. She's wonderful. She really is. Yeah. She's so funny. I can't imagine what dinner with them is like.
I was just thinking, wouldn't it be fun to be a fly on the wall up there at a meal with these two?
Absolutely. So we're going to hear a little bit, and tell me what we're going to hear.
Of course, Offerman has a long backstory. He acted he went to the University of Illinois and became an actor and was in Chicago. And we're going to hear about him in Chicago. It's just a little anecdote of his early time there.
Okay. This is Where the Deer and the Antelope Play. It's written and read by Nick Offerman.
Now, I had gone to theater school in Urbana-Champaign in the late 80s and early 90s. Which means that Sam Shepard was still the biggest rock star cowboy playwright in America. Not to mention Chuck Yeager in The Right Stuff, hard eyes emoji, when he sent me to get him a very specific handle of Kentucky Straight Bourbon, which means that I was high as a kite as I sprinted a block each in three different directions to score the bottle before realizing there was no liquor store within sprinting distance.
Oh, God, he's so funny. He is so funny. And Sam Shepard, Be Still My Heart.
Absolutely.
And he is, of course, because he is an actor, he knows how to deliver his own work, and he does it brilliantly.
And, you know, there's a cast of characters in this this memoir, I think that's what we have to call it. The great novelist George Sanders and the rocker Jeff Tweedy from Wilco, they travel together to Glacier National Park. And, you know, that has to be funny.
Oh my God.
It also leads him to some interesting exposition about glaciers and the environment. He truly cares about the environment, and it comes through. And yet he's an ironist. He is funny, and he is always making fun of himself by saying, you know, he makes a statement. He says, oh, that's not woke, is it?
And how does he travel? Is he staying at hotels? Is he camping? What's he doing?
Okay, it's several things. He's camping in the beginning. This book is in sections. In the beginning, when he goes to Glacier, they are camping, and they're camping better than the average person. But he also goes to England and stays with a farmer out in the countryside, and that's a big piece of this too. And finally, he and Megan Mullally drive in a big, what do you call those guys? Airstream. They go in and they
love Airstream.
During the pandemic, they drive in an enormous Airstream, and they stop at all the places that people with Airstreams stop, and they have adventures. And then they go to visit the family in Illinois, and they park at like a couple of towns away. So it's almost always funny. It's almost always ironic, and it is always he has something to say about a lot of subjects.
And the thing is, he's so thoughtful, and as we said, funny, but he is never, at least I don't think so, even the slightest, teeniest bit elitist.
No, he's really not. You know, he's one of his best sort of essays within this larger work is when he talks about making, you know, furniture and making things with his hands and that whole kind of connection with furniture. Because, you know, he has a woodworking shop, and he is it's online. I looked it up.
Wow. Okay, that is Where the Deer and the Antelope Play, the pastoral observations of one ignorant American who loves to walk outside, written and read by Nick Offerman. This was such a good week. Thank you so much, Alan.
Well, I hope with the holidays come up that some of our listeners, you know, choose some of this work, because this was a special week.
Yeah, definitely. This was a good week. Thank you. And I will talk to you next month.
And I look forward to it.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind. Try a radically different audiobook. Dramatized adaptations produced with a full cast, cinematic music, and sound effects. Action-packed productions like you've never heard before. Savings of up to 60% this month. Find out all about it at graphicaudio.net. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, Sandy Henschel, and Alan Minskoff are contributors. Jennifer Dell is our editor, and the music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads, Four Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.